USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
America's roads and bridges in line for billions of dollars worth of upgrades. The House late last night passes a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. President Biden this morning.
I truly believe that 50 years from now, folks are going to look back and say, this was the moment, this was the period, this year and the next couple of years, when America decided to win the competition of the 21st century.
Biden's signature, the next step in the process, the bill already passing the Senate in August. The bill being passed the same day Biden shares good economic news. The jobs report released yesterday shows over 530,000 jobs added in October. The unemployment rate drops to 4.6%. Now for the bad news. Labor force participation remains at under 62%. Also, we're over 4 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic in February 2020. The unemployment rate then a record low 3.5%, over a point lower than where we are now. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas. Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Our fight against COVID could soon be over. That's what former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says after an announcement from Pfizer. The drug maker saying yesterday its COVID pill can help cut the risk of hospitalization or death in high-risk adults by almost 90%. Dr. Gottlieb on CNBC.
But once we get through this Delta wave of infection over the course of the next 2 months, I think that this therapeutic and the other innovations that we've seen coming to market really mark the end of the pandemic for the United States, and we need to think about how we put that, you know, victory sign on the side of the White House, how we declare victory over this pandemic, at least here in the United States.
Pfizer's CEO says he plans to submit data on the drug to the FDA by Thanksgiving. The pill could be available by the end of the year. Eight people killed at a music festival in Houston, happening last night at the AstroWorld Festival as fans rushed to the stage as rapper and host of the event Travis Scott is performing. Protests growing at climate change talks in Scotland. Today's crowd of demonstrators appears to be even larger than the 25,000 estimated yesterday. Inside the conference, actress Idris Elba says climate change will limit the world's food supply if nothing is done. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
An upcoming meeting will highlight how the U.S. is harnessing our space program to combat climate change. Wendy King has the details.
Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to host the Biden administration's first meeting of the National Space Council on December 1st. She'll be accompanied by NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey. Harris will also present pictures from the Landsat 9 Earth mission for the first time. The satellite launched in September. Landsat 9 is collecting data to help with water use, drought effects, and agricultural planning. This is Harris's first high-profile event as the head of the National Space Council, and the upcoming meeting is close to marking 1 year since the council convened last on December 9th of 2020. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL at odds with Congress over a probe into the Washington football team. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL is missing a deadline in the probe looking into the Washington football team. The House Oversight and Reform Committee made the claim Friday, but an NFL spokesman says the league has responded to questions asked by the panel. Brian McCarthy adding relevant documents are being identified in addition to questions about privilege and keeping folks anonymous. The committee is looking into the workplace culture of the NFC East team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.